Hello and welcome to the William Hill Darts Podcast. My name is Alex Stone and I've been joined by John Gwynn on the line to look ahead to the semi-finals of the William Hill Grand Slam of Darts. The semi-finals, of course, take place this afternoon. The final taking place this evening. Obviously, we don't know who's going to be in the final yet, so we are, as such, unable to preview that. But we will have a look at the outright betting and see what John fancies. Two really fascinating semi-finals that we're going to look forward to today. So we'll see what John fancies. Morning, John.
Good morning, Alex.
How are you?
Very well, thank you, yes.
Good stuff. We were just talking off-air there about the tournament as a whole so far. The William Hill Grand Slam of Darts. And it's been an interesting tournament, but we were saying there haven't been any huge shocks as such.
No, and I think there's probably a reason for this. Because they have to go through the group stages, you know that the 16 players that come through are all going to be quality players. And therefore, it leaves little scope for shocks after that. I mean, the fact that Michael van Gerwen went out to Adrian Lewis doesn't resemble anything like a shock because they're players of equal quality and both capable of winning the tournament, or certainly one of them, one of the two. And perhaps Barney going out in the group stages as the reigning champion and the way he has been playing would probably be the closest we've come to a shock, I would say, a surprise rather than a shock. I still think, whilst there is scope for a shock in this tournament, the only way it would come, in my view, is in the final, if someone beat Phil Taylor in the final. Because, as we're going to come to the semis in a minute, it wouldn't be a major shock if Lewis beat Taylor in the semi. It would be against the odds, but it certainly wouldn't be a major shock.
Okay, as you said, Phil Taylor against Adrian Lewis is perhaps the most interesting semi-final on paper in terms of the big names. What we'll do is we'll start with the first semi. It's Robert Thornton against Scott Waite. Obviously, PDC against BDO. Which way do you think this will go? We've got Robert Thornton at even, Scott Waite at 4-5. So we can barely split them. Best of 31 once again, John. Which way do you think it's going to go?
Well, I think your odds reflect absolutely this one. I think it's the more intriguing of the two in terms of not knowing the result and in terms of the closeness of the two players. I really do believe that this is a toss-of-the-coin match. I tipped Tony O'Shea to beat Robert Thornton, but Robert Thornton is one of those players who really does have this propensity for pulling out the stops on occasions when he has to. We all remember his UK Open final victory over Phil Taylor over 18 months ago, and he's still doing it. And Robert Thornton against a man who absolutely thrives on this competition, a former winner, a former runner-up, flying the flag for the BDO admirably again, I think that it's going to go right down to the distance, and one of them will get to 16 first, but the other one will be very close behind. In the end, I'm going to go for Scott Waite on the basis of his past record at Wolverhampton, but my correct score betting on this would be 16-13, 16-14, and even 16-15. I think it's going to be that close, Alex.
Okay, very tight. Scott Waite, as I said, 4-5 to land the odds in the outright betting. But 16-13, 16-14, and 16-15, all three priced up at 11-1. So a bit of value there. The second semi-final is, as we've mentioned, the one that certainly makes most appeal, if you like, as a spectacle, if not as a betting proposition. But we've got Phil Taylor against Adrian Lewis. Phil Taylor at 1-3, Adrian Lewis at 12-5. Just a great game in prospect here, John.
Yes, that's right. And Taylor has been 1-6, 1-8, 1-9 through the tournament in his individual games. Now suddenly finds his odds are slashed. He's gone out in the betting quite considerably for this one, simply because people know that Adrian Lewis can turn it on. The problem I have with Lewis is that I've seen him so many times turn it on against other great players, like he did against Van Gerwen, like he has done in the past against Van Barneveld and Wade. And then he's come up against Taylor and been anything but the same player. Yes, he gave Taylor a magnificent match in the World Match Play Final back in July. But Taylor more than just edged him out. When it came to crunch time, Taylor produced. I think it's going to be a similar game to that one in Blackpool, which was my last game as a commentator. So I've got every reason to remember it. And I do believe that Lewis will stake a claim for much of the game. But in the end, I think that Taylor will close him out. And I'm going to take the power to win by 16-10, 16-11 and 16-12. And what I'm going to do is 9 doubles and 6 singles on those correct scores that I've mentioned. Of course, I would then have to say it would be a Taylor-Waits final. It would become the unofficial unification world title match, if you like, because it would be the reigning PDC champion against the reigning BDO champion over a long distance, and that is a prospect to savour.
Absolutely. Just going back to the Taylor-Lewis game there, you mentioned, was it 16-9, 16-10 and 16-11, John?
10-11 and 12.
10-11 and 12.
Yes.
9-1, 8-1 and 8-1 respectively. And of course, on the William Hill website, if you go there and check out the darts page, we do have handicap betting. If you fancy Phil Taylor, -4.5. He's available at 11-10, so that may be a bit more value if you fancy it. Okay, then. So going on that, you're expecting a Taylor-Waits final. The outright betting that we've got, John, as things stand before the semis for the competition: Phil Taylor at 2-5, Adrian Lewis 3-1, Scott Waits at 11-1, and Robert Thornton at 12-1. That suggests that they think that the winner of the second semi-final holds all the aces, John, and would you agree with that?
Well, that's where my money was right at the beginning of the competition. I wouldn't entirely write off Scott Waite should he reach the final against Taylor or indeed against Lewis. He's proved before that he's a very able performer. He's very loyal to the BDO. I think he could have made a lot of money by coming across and joining the PDC. But I think he knows that whilst Taylor's around in the PDC, his chances are perhaps constrained, if not limited, without being non-existent. And he stayed loyal to the BDO, and of course he's making his money there, and good luck to him. And what I like about Scott Waits is he's still himself. He's never changed. He still goes to work on a Monday morning. I believe he's a carpenter, certainly in the carpentry trade. And he's what I call as honest as the day is long Yorkshireman.
Okay, so having tipped Phil Taylor beforehand, if people followed you on that, would you now be looking to maybe play a saver on Adrian Lewis?
No. I really don't think it's necessary. I really do believe Taylor will be in the final. I really do believe still that Taylor will win it. I've thought that all along. We've reached the age and stage now where Taylor, having been threatened for a time by Lewis, then by Van Barneveld, then by Lewis, then by Van Gerwen, one by one, he's shaken them all off. Yes, he's had scars and wounds along the way, but he's shaken them all off, and he's back in control again. He is the main man.
Okay, then. So Taylor, a very confident selection there for
yes.
John Gwynne. Thank you very much, John. Thank you for your time. Enjoy watching the games this afternoon and indeed the final this evening. Fingers crossed for you for a Phil Taylor victory, and we'll catch up with you soon.
Hopefully, yes, and of course the World Championships in December, not that far away.
Just around though. The corner. Thank you, John.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.